brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting, exciting show of the VAR show. With your host that does the most. The one that's good at making toast.
Yes.
The one, the only, DJ Stones.
With him is the man who's not going to rhyme today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot to get into.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Sticks.
Yeah. And boy, do we have a good show for you today.
A show with lots of hot stuff.
A show with a lot of hot stuff indeed.
Hot topics. Hot transfers.
People. Yeah. Hot and hot. Where do we start off?
At the beginning.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
There was nothing. And I guess we start off with our favorite thing. Used to be weekend roundups.
Yes.
And now it is transfer roundups.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Featuring our boy. 5-star rated. Mm-hmm. The reigning defending.
Undisputed.
Honesty champion. Fabrizio Romano.
Yeah. No, one day it would be actually nice to get him on the show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fabrizio, if you're listening, you know, just hit a boy up, you know. If I see it, I'll bring you on. You know?
We're going to squeeze you in.
We'll squeeze you in, you know, maybe between like mm-hmm. this section and the main section.
Yeah, yeah.
Even David Ornstein, you know, we'll see what we can do, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work, definitely.
What do you have on your side? What do you have? What do you got for us?
So, with what we spoke about last week, you know, Olympic Lyon.
Yeah.
Going down a notch.
Crazy.
The first player to leave has just happened.
Damn.
With Lacazette going to a team in Saudi Arabia called Neom SC.
Lacazette does not play.
I think this guy heard.
Damn.
I think he heard we leaving and then next day he was on the phone.
Oh my gosh. He was like, I'm out of there, bro. I think you already called that club before. It's like, hey, bro, there's some stuff that I'm hearing here, bro. As soon as this thing happens, please just
you know, make. And it seems like the team that got him have just got promoted into the main Saudi league.
Oh, wow. So the new Saudi side.
Yeah.
That he's joined in.
Okay. And I want to see their players. What players do they have in here? Who will he be playing with? So he's going to be playing with the likes of Saeed Benrahma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the only person I know here.
From West Ham.
Yeah, the guy who used to play for...
Damn.
Is it the guy who used to play for West Ham? You know, sometimes... Yeah, it is him.
Damn. Okay, cool.
That'll be great. And then that's the only player I know them.
Okay.
But very soon you're going to know Riyad Shahralaly.
Damn. Yeah, we will know him very soon. Yes, why?
Yeah.
Why will we know
him? I don't know, because, you know... Lacazette's going there, I guess.
Okay, cool. So we're going to start knowing these players, basically.
Yeah.
Cause
just because of him only.
I have one as well.
Yeah.
So obviously this one we did know because it's been big news. But this week was just the final confirmation. Pogba to Monaco. Here we go.
You know, that was such a great one to see.
Oh,
I watched the signing and just seeing him cry. You know, after he signed.
He was so emotional.
And I feel like Monaco, two teams that I feel like is just giving players second chances. Monaco and Olympic Marseille.
They are doing it for the love of the game.
You know, because
football justice, right?
The next player they've given also a chance to is Ansu Fati.
Yes. Yes.
So Ansu Fati will be joining Paul Pogba Monaco.
League One is like this like hospital where like broken players go.
To fix up their career.
You know, like resuscitates.
And PSG.
The career.
Yeah, PSG is not in that category.
Yeah. No. Then you have PSG.
Yeah, PSG. You play Italy. Very well so that PSG can buy you.
Yeah. But I have a very not unique desire, which is, it'll be so cool, right? If Paul Pogba, right? Because Ansu Fati is going back. We know he'll try and go play in Barca again. Hopefully, when he goes back, he stays, right? We're not saying we agree.
You know, if I was in his camp, I'd say, don't look back.
Yeah, just go forward.
Don't look back.
You know?
They ruined your football. But anyway, you're saying?
Yeah. I was saying, it would be so romantic, right? If Paul Pogba, because Monaco gave him a second chance, you know what I mean? Takes Monaco back on top and he retires there.
That would be cool.
That would be so cool. But the likelihood of that happening.
Oh, imagine next season, you know, is Monaco in the UEFA?
Yes.
Imagine they hit a treble next season.
Damn.
If I'm Paul Pogba, I hit a treble and I retire from football.
Oh my gosh. That would be so crazy. Or like go to Saudi.
Oh yeah, so say I'll just go to freaking Saudi or US.
Oh, that would be crazy.
I've just completed football. I have a World Cup.
I came back. Oh my gosh, Zlatan would lose it also, man. You know what I mean? Like, because Pogba wouldn't be quiet.
I came back, I conquered, I left. I am Pogba.
I thought the level went high while I was gone, you know.
You know, I guess I was wrong. please, talking about the level going higher.
All right.
Juventus has just bolstered their attacking with none other than Jonathan Davis coming in from Lyon.
Good signing. I've seen this guy.
Me too.
I've seen this guy. He's proper. He's a proper good signing.
And it seems like Lyon will be replacing him with Olivier Giroud.
Damn,
with the agreement sealed until 2026.
He is still on. Still alive and kicking.
Still kicking, still alive. Coming back from, I believe, the US of A.
Okay, nice. I think it's a good deal all around. This whole exchange. Juventus looking like they're doing a rebuild. They gave Madrid a tough time yesterday. Madrid only won 1-0. So Juventus is looking like they're coming back because I predicted they were going to have like a downward slump for a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
Because obviously teams like Napoli and now AC Milan also boosting.
Yeah.
Inter Milan is going through a very
interesting patch.
A very interesting patch, right? So just to give you some insights here. So Hakan Çalhanoğlu, right? Not happy with the way that basically the conversation between him and the club isn't going well.
Yeah.
And he's exploring a potential departure. And both the president of Inter, and Lautaro Martinez have been very vocal about the fact that if players don't want to stay, they can leave.
Yeah.
And particularly the statement that Lautaro made, right, was directed towards Çalhanoğlu.
Allegedly.
Yes. No. The president confirmed.
Oh.
The president confirmed. So it's very heated. But in the comment section, there was a comment that it said Inter actually becoming Lombardia FC. and I was just defeated after that.
And you know, on that line though, but I kind of understand both sides. Like if I'm Çalhanoğlu,
yes,
I'm like, look, I don't know what the amounts that are flying around and the proposition and the plan that's flying around. I want what I'm worth.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, because, you know, I sometimes feel like we throw the term, we want players that want to play for us. Likely, you know, if I'm worth this and I'm doing this for your team, and I believe I'm worth this value, and I can show you that I'm worth this value, then pay me what I'm worth, you know? Or we negotiate something close to it, but don't now underball me and say, yeah, but you need to want to play for the badge. Come on, like, that's unfair.
Yeah,
but at the same time, if now the guy is being unreasonable with the amount, and you know you kind of see that he's pushing for an exit, but he doesn't want it to be a thing of maybe there's a club that's lined up already and he's trying to sour things here before that club comes.
Okay, and if it's
things like that, then that's another story. Then I'd say, you know, stuff him, he must leave.
Yeah, because he's Çalhanoğlu is probably thinking, you know, it's easy for you to say Martinez because you earn way more than me and you're the club captain and basically you like you're the face of this club. But I've been here for a long time and I've been consistent. I've been proving my worth.
Yeah.
So it's sort of on, yeah. We don't know which side it's on. But at Galatasaray, a certain club called Galatasaray, you know, is ready. Is looking.
Yeah.
It's keen.
And, you know, I'm very keen now to really see, after what you've said, you know, what is the salaries like, the alleged salaries like in Inter Milan. And obviously, I'm going to go look at my one of my favorite websites.
Yeah, let's go.
You know, and don't let the name fool you. It's called Capology. Promise you there is no cap for the youth out there. Okay, so it seems like Lautaro Martinez is on a 5-year deal.
Oh.
Right. I don't know when the deal started or it was signed last year. It's ending in 2029.
Wow.
With a gross, what is this, per what? Oh, that's bonuses. Oh my gosh, I lost myself now.
Yeah.
With a gross salary per week being 320,000. Okay. While Çalhanoğlu is at a 3-year signed in 2023, ending in 2027.
Okay.
And he's making about 213,000.
So it's about 100 grand short. Of Lautaro Martinez.
And look, okay, honestly, if he's asking for more money, it's kind of ridiculous. He's 30.
Çalhanoğlu is 30. You know, but you know what I mean? Like this is his prime.
As a CDM.
But at the moment, you know, he's the guy holding it down.
Yeah.
Brozovic has been gone for some seasons. Now he went to Saudi. So he's the main man right now. He's the man.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know, 30 CDM. Look, also to be fair, at 30 you're at the peak as well of your physique. So maybe
it's
not
go downhill from here.
Yeah, and he's also obviously looking at probably his last big contract. Yeah. So also when you look at it at that point, you're also kind of like understand on his side. But also on their side, they're kind of looking and saying, come on, dude. Like, how much? I wonder how much he's asking for. But now let's jump to the main topic of this week.
Yeah.
We're looking at the return of a South African legend.
Mm-hmm.
The return of Bloemfontein Celtics,
a team, right, that arguably has one of the best fan bases
in South African history.
In South African history,
yeah, it used to be Pirates, Chiefs, Bloemfontein Celtics,
Swallows,
and Morocco Swallows.
Those were the giants, bro. Those were the giants. And I saw a game last year, which I think may have started a fire to this whole thing, when Bafana Bafana went to go play in Free State. It was the first time in a long time that I have seen a full stadium in South Africa. When the national team is playing, the stadium was full. The fans were making noise.
No, like I think sports in the Free State is something else, dude. Like even when you watch the rugby, in the Free State,
ooh,
versus the rugby in
yes, that's a good point.
In this side, and it's good this side, but you know you go look that side and you're like flipping hell,
guys. That's what we should be doing.
Like, what? Where are we going wrong?
And that is the standard.
It actually kind of shocks me that there. How many teams from Free State are in the PSL?
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now, okay. As of last season, as far as I know, none. But we can double check.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, as of last season,
because like, if I'm running a football club,
no teams in the
Free State. There are no teams in the Free State.
Because
mm-hmm. if I'm running a football club, that's a good place to go.
We still have two. We still have Blom Celtics and Free State Stars.
Yeah, we then became Platinum Stars. Yeah. But they back.
Yes.
And let us unravel.
How? Why?
How we got here.
Which club did
and
what?
And why are they called Celtic United now? Let us look at the comeback story. So a bit of background. Bloemfontein Celtics is an iconic club that was sold in 2021 due to financial troubles. And it was rebranded as Royal AM. One of the worst teams in football history.
Damn.
In KwaZulu-Natal. Breaking the Free State hearts of Free State, you know, and the fans that were in it.
Man, it was insane.
So for those who don't know, Royal AM was basically a team that was bought for a child to live his fantasy. I think what, Andile Basani, something like that. The AM in Royal AM. And yeah, yes. it wasn't nice. I didn't like that. But you know, the interesting thing is now Celtics is coming back in the same way, buying status. But anyway, we'll get to that.
Yes. The same way, right?
Yeah.
Because news came in on the 1st of July, right? Yeah. A Bloemfontein-based consortium.
Yep.
Reportedly involving Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie. Right? So, question marks there. But they bought SuperSport United's Betway Premiership status for 50 million rands. You heard me correctly. SuperSport United.
It's gone.
Weren't they like third last season?
Where were they last season?
They were at some point they were in the discussion, man. They were like right there.
It's that's what it is.
They were right there. And
oh no, they're 14th.
Wait, they were 14th last season?
The 14th.
No, that is impossible.
No, it's possible. I'm looking at it.
No way. What happened?
Probably finances.
Oh my gosh. Oh, they probably got like some sanctions and stuff, because I remember they were fighting. Damn, 14 for real. Damn, so they almost went down.
Yeah.
What happened to Royal AM?
Royal AM.
Were they disqualified?
Yeah, they were.
So they were kicked out?
Yes.
I've never seen a team being kicked out of the PSL. So they were?
They were, yeah. Because remember, the club was eventually taken over by, what's his name?
Oh,
by SARS.
Damn.
And then they were like, they're going to liquidate and close the club.
There's so much happening in South Africa. I wasn't even aware.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh. What happened to all the staff members and players?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, people got fired. You know, players got picked up. Certain players were even, there are players who sued them because they didn't get salary.
Damn. Okay. Hey, hectic stuff. But yeah, SuperSport United, a three-time Premiership champion, will cease to exist in the top flight. And Bloemfontein Celtics, or Celtic United, takes their place. Celtic United. What happened with that name change? Why? Do you know why they had to change their name?
So it's very interesting. So the name change came to fruition due to a legal issue with the original name tied to the late owner, Petros Molemela.
Okay,
and
his
to their title deed. So the original name was still owned by the original owner of Bloemfontein Celtics. So now they cannot just use; they would have to buy it from him.
But he's passed away then.
Yeah, but it's a part of his title deed. He owns the name. So it's like if you own.
So he trademarked it basically.
Basically, yes, and then they would have to buy it from whoever owns that piece of the estate.
Damn, but like, couldn't discussions.
You probably find out that they did, because yeah. I don't think that they'll just want to call it Celtics United.
Because I'm sure, I mean, why would you, I don't know, obviously, like the history and the stuff, but I mean, if the club comes to you and says, hey, look, we want to resurrect this giant, maybe, probably their family said, what do we get?
Yeah.
Maybe. What's our piece of the cake, basically, and then probably... Yeah.
And it could have maybe unreasonable. Maybe they even didn't go into discussions and were like, you know what, let's not open that can of worms. Let's just call it Celtics United.
Damn.
Which, not gonna lie, I like the name.
It's still, people will still call it
CU. Blom.
Yeah. Plus, like, people will like still refer to it
as Bloemfontein Celtics.
Bloemfontein Celtic. I mean, yep. Come on. Right? And obviously this means that now the Free State fans have a team
to support
since 2021.
It's gonna be crazy.
Ah, they're gonna go mad. There's even like that super fan, basically the OG Plum Celtic fan who's every major game, it can be a Soweto derby in Durban, and then the following Monday it's a Sundowns versus Stellenbosch game in Pretoria. This guy will be there.
Yep.
And apparently he gets sponsored to be there.
Yeah. And now he's gonna be with Bloom.
Now he's gonna be back at home in Free State.
So the business behind the deal, right?
Yeah.
So the investment was a 50 million rand deal led by a young business, a Bloemfontein businessman.
Yeah.
Right? And with a part of a consortium that was including the likes of our sports minister, Gayton McKenzie.
Okay.
And obviously, Gayton McKenzie posted on X, you know, confirming the talks in earlier this. I think we even spoke about it in like March there.
So he was basically being vocal about this whole thing and stirring up the hype.
Yep, and right now the PSL approved. So the deal awaits approval from the PSL Executive Committee after the financial checks and compliance are reviewed. So they're gonna have to approve. They're gonna look at the finances of the club, how the club is gonna be run. Does the club comply with certain SAFA things? And then they will take in. But that's not stopping them from hitting the headlines.
Yeah,
they are already looking at former Mamelodi Sundowns coach.
Oh my gosh.
What's his name? Say it.
Rulani Mokoena.
Yeah.
Rulani Mokoena.
The South African Pep.
The South African Pep
will be 100% at Bloemfontein Celtics.
My gosh. If it goes well.
And he's a top target for their technical team.
Damn. And obviously this is causing like a lot of excitement, as you can imagine. Right? The fan base, known as Punya Sele Sele. The supporters, known for their passion, are thrilled at what's happening here. So we're going to be seeing, I think, these fans are going to put the other team's fans to shame. I know Pirates has a very good fan base.
Yeah.
Like I've often seen like group chats and even like at the stadium, like meetings, like a fan meeting. Guys, not enough passion. Guys, we need to look after, clean our stadium. Like I've seen Pirates has that.
Yeah.
Chiefs, I won't even talk about.
I wish they could have that yet, but, stadium. But anyway.
But I'm sure that these Bloom fans already have songs that are coming, new songs, and they're going to be very, very excited about what's to come. We're going to see some good
stuff. Yeah, and I wonder how many of the SuperSport United players are going to end up in Celtics United.
Yeah.
And look, obviously now, it right now as it stands, unless the approval from PSL can come very soon, right, there is still a chance that they might not play in the 2025-2026 Betway Premiership season. So they could and they couldn't. It all comes down to how when the approval comes out from the PSL.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, the players do get clubs to play for. Because obviously, I don't think that they were expecting this. Maybe they were notified that, look, our club is in financial trouble and we might have to liquidate. But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see where these players go and where SuperSport United goes.
Yeah.
Because I mean, spending 31 years in the league and then just leaving like that without even getting relegated is quite painful. And obviously Bloemfontein Celtics now, I actually didn't notice, but there was a team in fact in Free State, Marumo Gallants.
I wonder what happened. Probably
which I didn't even know was in Free State.
Probably got relegated or
you know but
sold their status.
You know, but I mean, you know, so Free State is basically back, and I'm gonna be looking at Celtics, man.
Yeah, I'll be very interested to see where they end up. Now, do they hit their key things? You know, I'm very interested to see what happens ahead. You know, will they reclaim back their glory days?
Yeah, I think one thing that's gonna be good to look at is if you look at some of the SuperSport players. I mean, there's the Zimbabwean striker, Terence Chukwumanja.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So if you look at players like that who are basically free agents now,
going to be free agents.
Going to be free agents soon. You're looking at, you know what I mean, like you are building a squad with very little cost.
Yeah.
Involved. All the talks is just like salaries and personal terms. So it's looking very good, and we are going to be keeping a close eye on this, and we are going to update you as well.
Yeah, but that is it for the show. Hope you guys really enjoyed.
Yes.
Hope you guys are going to catch us at the same time.
Same place.
Signing out.
Peace.
Stay updated and entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.